Welcome to Journey to Wellness in Indian Country. Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Grace Smith of Pitkus Point, Alaska, was orphaned around the age of 7 when both her parents died of tuberculosis. She grew up, moved to Minnesota in 1959, married, raised a family. A few years ago, one of Grace's daughters, Alicia, was enrolled in the Master of Tribal Administration and Governance program here at UMD, and Grace asked her daughter if she could sit in on a class or two. One evening, in the midst of a discussion of Native people and the federal government, Grace put her hand up and told the class that she was a survivor of the boarding school system. It was something she'd never talked about before, even to her children. Now, after what she calls 2 years of healing, Grace Smith is sharing her story.
I would put my ice skates on and go outside and skate. And I would yell, "Are you sure that you are up there, God, like these nuns are saying? Do I really have to believe that you are God? What does a God do to a kid that has to be treated by these nuns? How do I escape it?" And I did. Blink. I just went into nothing. They made me into something, took everything out, but did not know how to make me a person. And all my life, I wanted to be a person. They took that out of me. They kept saying, "I'm a barbarian." And I believed it. And I could not understand why their God made me like that. I thought they were the good people that God cared for, not me, because I was a barbarian and a savage. None of us want to remember what has happened to us. None of us do not know how to get out of what they have done to us. Our culture, our language, us being a person, because none of us was a person. It took over 60 years, which angered me, to be able to talk about it. 60 years of waste life. I don't know what kept me alive, because I've heard a lot of the kids that I went to boarding school commit suicide. And a lot of people would say, "Indians do nothing but drinking." Yeah, you're trying to drink to find who you are. I drink. I used to drink. I figure if I drink, I'll find a person that I've been searching for. I was ashamed. All the shame what the nuns had put in me, and all the pride I had, I did not want to hear or accept the word, the tribal name you pick. I did not want to really face that I had a tribal name, because all the shame and their voices and being called barbarian and that I was no good and that I had no pride of who I am and what I stand for. It took me 2 years when finally I had to really say, "You pick." So I'm home by myself, and I go, "I'm Grace Smith. My tribal name is Yupik." And it was different. That was the day I became a person. That was the day I was proud and have pride of who I am, what I stand for, and nobody will ever take my tribal name or what or anything from me again.
Grace Smith of Pitcairn Point, Alaska.